Americans are letting go of their old clothes as COVID-19 vaccinations continue, restrictions are eased, and offices are reopening. The clothes are going to online resale sites as well as donation centers. The used clothes marketplace ThredUp paid the research company Global Data to find information on the movement in used clothing. Projections by Global Data show the business is expected to double from $36 billion to $77 billion in 2025. James Reinhart leads ThredUp. He said the growth is driven by new sellers putting high-quality clothes into the market. He estimates that Americans collectively have at least $9 billion worth of products they do not wear. Buying and selling used clothes was popular before COVID. However, since the pandemic, the movement for buying and selling used clothes has strengthened. Reinhart said shoppers think more about the environment now. He said an increasing number of them seek products that have a good resale value instead of low-cost, low-quality clothes known as fast fashion. Reinhart said the change demonstrates a new belief set among the clothes-buying public. It's not this buy, wear, throw out, he said, adding that people are much more sensitive to the idea of waste. The RealReal is a luxury resale site with more than 22 million members. A company report says that the total value of used goods sold this year through May was about $239 million. The report said that number represents a 53% increase from the same period in 2019. Jessica Richards studies and predicts movements in the fashion industry for the Accessories Council, a nonprofit trade group. She said the group is finding that many people are investing in their clothes. Richards said they are reconsidering what they own and why they own it. Now, she said shoppers are simplifying their clothing collections. They are working to build what Richards called a desired personal style image. Others like the style they took on during the pandemic, like Cameron Howe. The 33-year-old from Lynchburg, Virginia, says there is one kind of clothing she plans to keep wearing, leggings. Howe bought at least 15 leggings during the pandemic. Thankfully, both my past and new employer are legging-friendly, she said, adding, I don't really want to wear real pants again. While many clothes are going to donation centers and online resale sites, some people are keeping them in the family. 31-year-old Samantina Zion lives in New York City. Like so many people, she has gained weight during the health crisis. She has many great clothes she can no longer fit into. So, she plans to send them to a relative in Haiti. Zion said, it's something many people that have families in different countries do. I have done it before to send food. She said her Haitian relative plans to sell the clothing in her neighborhood to make extra money. I'm Gregory Stockel.